creatures become extinct. Therefore, nobility is rooted in humility. Loftiness is based on lowliness. This is why noble people refer to themselves as alone, lacking, and unworthy. The pieces of a chariot are useless unless they work in accordance with the whole. A man's life brings nothing unless he lives in accordance with the whole universe. Playing one's part in accordance with the universe is true humility. Truly, too much honor means no honor. It's not wise to shine like jade and resound like stone chimes. Unquote. Living wholeness. We traditionally think of wholeness as something that's complete. The whole 9 yards, for instance, implies the entire distance. I ate the whole thing signifies having consumed something completely. Lao Tzu, however, seems to view the concept differently. Wholeness, he writes, has roots in humility. When humility evokes our wholeness, we live the reality that we're pieces of the whole. With this attitude, you want to exist harmoniously with the entire universe, cooperating with and being subjugated to other aspects of the whole. You can't even consider interfering with any piece of it because you're one with it. The moment you begin to place yourself in a transcendent position in relation to others or to your world of the 10,000 things, you're interfering with the Tao. I encourage you to examine your concept of wholeness based upon this 39th verse of the Tao Te Ching. I can assure you that the world will appear to have changed when you see it through this lens. Lao Tzu insists that the universe is whole, that is, it's in a state of oneness. There are no parts needing separation from this state. Sky, earth, spirit, and the 10,000 things are all parts of the whole. And what's more, that's their virtue. Now, while the sky and the trees may truly be in a unified state, your ego insists that you're separate, distinct, and generally superior. But if you can modify your ego's viewpoint, your life will change. When you're cooperative and looking for signs of oneness, you'll begin to see and feel the interconnectedness of everything. For example, your body is a convenient analogy for a universe all unto itself. While it is one entity, it certainly has trillions of individual, although interconnected, cells. Just one cell with an arrogant relationship to the whole makes all the cells suffer and ultimately become extinct, much like the individual who interferes with the Tao by polluting the sky, depleting the earth, and disrupting the equilibrium of the whole. A cancer cell that refuses to cooperate with the cells adjacent to it will ultimately gobble them up, and if left unchecked, it will destroy the whole. Why? Because that cancerous cell has no relationship to the whole. It will destroy itself as it kills the host upon which it depends for its own survival. And you will destroy yourself if you participate in destroying the Tao upon which you are dependent for your survival. Each seemingly individual part of a whole is potentially dangerous and generally useless if it doesn't function in harmony. What's true for the chariot in this verse of the Tao Te Ching is true for you as well. Your life needs to have a relationship with the Tao, and that relationship is characterized by Lao Tzu as a bond forged by humility. In other words, wholeness and humility are oneness and the same. So update the way you think about your relationship to life and play your part in accordance with the whole. Here's what Lao Tzu seems to be instructing as I read and interpret this verse of the ancient Tao Te Ching. First, cultivate your relationship with the planet. Live in the spirit of wholeness, knowing that you have a role as one of the parts of the Tao. Remind yourself that you cannot interfere with the Tao and live a life of greatness. This means respecting the environment in every way by living in an earth-friendly manner as a part of its oneness. Become an advocate for conservation. Make time to pick up and recycle trash. Drive an environmentally friendly automobile, or better yet, walk in peace to as many places as possible. Wholeness means maintaining a sense of balance with the all-providing, gentle, non-pushy Tao. In humility, you're able to feel your own tiny role in this great drama orchestrated by your source. You'll see what Lao Tzu means when he says, quote, "A man's life brings nothing unless he lives in accordance with the whole universe." Unquote. And secondly, change the way you think of yourself from being separate to seeing yourself in all that you encounter. As you live in wholeness, notice how you begin to feel a connection to all of life, rather than the separateness that your ego prefers. See yourself in everyone you encounter, in every creature on our planet, in the forest, in the oceans, in the sky. The more you do, the more you'll want to stay in a state of cooperation rather than competition. You'll also feel more inclined to reject the concept that there is of them. Practice this way of being and notice that the type of happiness that may have eluded you for a lifetime is part of the oneness you begin to enjoy. Here's how Rumi, the ancient Sufi poet, expressed this sentiment. Quote, "If you put your heart against the earth with me in serving every creature, our beloved will enter you from our sacred realm, and we will all be so happy." Unquote. Do the Tao now. Go for a walk today, and in that walk, think in wholeness terms with all that you encounter during a 30-minute period. Just test yourself. See yourself in those you might otherwise have judged, including the very old, the very young, the obese, the disabled, or the indigent. As you look at them, remind yourself, I share the same originating spirit with every one of these people. This will help you feel whole by shifting from your ego to the virtue of the Tao. The 40th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "Returning is the motion of the Tao. Yielding is the way of the Tao. The 10,000 things are born of being. Being is born of non-being." Unquote. Living by returning and yielding. I see one of the greatest teachings of the Tao Te Ching here in the shortest of its 81 passages. If you can master the wisdom in these four lines, you'll be as happy, content, and centered in the Tao as any sage. With the first word, returning, you're being nudged toward an understanding of the basic principle of your existence. Without needing to leave your body, you're asked to die while you're still alive. You accomplish this by realizing that you're one of the 10,000 things that has appeared in the world of form. What Lao Tzu is expressing here in the 40th verse is what contemporary quantum physics has confirmed many centuries later. Particles do not come from particles at the tiniest subatomic level. Instead, when the infinitesimally small specks are collided in a particle accelerator, there's nothing remaining but waves of particle-less energy. In order for you, a much bigger speck, to form, you must have come from an originating spirit. Now, Lao Tzu may have known nothing of quantum physics in the 6th century BC, but he was teaching an essential truth even then. It's spirit that gives life. So to truly live out your destiny as a piece of the originating Tao,